Abigail came from a small town in northern Mexico. He come north with his brother Louis, California 3 years ago. They crossed at the river levee when Louis was just 16. Found work together in the fields of the San Joaquin. Well, they left their homes and family. Their father said, "My sons, one thing you will learn. For everything the North gives, it exacts a price in return." They worked side by side in the orchard from morning till the day was through. They're doing the work the widows wouldn't do. Word was out some men in from Sinaloa were looking for some hands. Well, deep in Fresno County, there was a deserted chicken range. And there a small tin shack on the edge of a ravine. Gail and Lewis stood cooking methamphetamine. You could spend a year in the orchards or make half as much in just one 10-hour shift. Working for the men from Sinaloa. Ah, but if you slip the hydriotic acid will burn right. Coughing up blood in the desert if you breathe those fumes in. Well, it was early one winter's evening as Miguel stood watch outside when the shack exploded, lighting up the valley night. Miguel carried Lewis's body over his shoulder down a swale to the creek side. And there in the tall grass leaves will Sonny's die. But Miguel lifted Lewis's body into his truck and then he drove to where the morning sunlight fell on a eucalyptus grove. There in the dirt he dug up $10,000. All that they'd saved, kissed his brother's lips and placed him in his grave. Get out of the army and go to work for your California Border Patrol. It's a confusing job. I think that Carlos Fuentes, Mexican writer, said that California was Mexico till 1848, so the border sits there more like a scar than a borderline. Yeah, and I guess this is about a young border patrolman trying to understand where that line really is.